I'm going to lower my sound. Okay, if I'm not loud enough, please let me know, or if I'm too loud, scream at me. As you can tell, we have been trying to introduce everyone and make sure your sound was up. I think we have quite a few new people, both new to the software and new to the website. Is that true? Would you let us know those? Press down the control key if you're new to the software.
Yeah, kind of new to the iVocalize software, but I've used something similar.
Great. What we want to do is just to give you a little idea of what we're going to do and how you can use this website to work with us. If you've got a headset, fine. If you've got a microphone, you can talk to us. To talk to us, hold down the control key. You will see a little blue idea bubble by your name, and you'll see a number. So you're in that order. When one of us sees somebody with their hand up with a little blue bubble, we will release the control key and let you speak and ask your question or make your comment. Mary and I are both here. We are both trying to monitor both the text chat and the discussion area, people who want to speak. So that's sort of how you get your hand raised and ask for attention. If you want to do a question by text, you now know that there's a little window right above our names, and you put your cursor in there and start typing and hit enter, and the question or comment will come right above it. Well, that's great because we are monitoring that as well. There's also a way to whisper to everyone, and where you see everyone here, everyone reads your text chat. If you click the drop-down arrow, you see everyone else's name, and you can click on a person's name and type a message, and only that person will see that. Great, Pat. It just takes you to the Alt-T, takes you to the text area to write a comment. That's great. Also, we will be taking you to the website that you see on the left, and we are going to be exploring the motion pictures that we have on this website. And I will turn on synchronized browsing, which means your browser will follow me. Now, when we get to a place, you can click all over the place and go wherever you want to go. And when we're ready to leave, you'll follow me to the next location. One other thing to mention is that we will copy in the URLs that we are going to show you into the text chat area, and they will be hot linked so you can go to them also. Now, I thought I saw somebody with their hand raised. Maria, did you have a question?
No, ma'am. I was opening my my Word document and I hit the control.
It's really hard to multitask. I fully empathize. And as you now know, we are testing this software with the work that we do here at the Library of Congress. And Pat has a comment.
To enable people to multitask, it is recommended that we disable our control key. And that is done simply with an Alt-D for disable. And then when we want to speak or make a comment, it is a toggle, so you just do the Alt-D again. And that way, the speaker does not think that we want to make a comment or speak.
I'm going to call on Pat because there's another symbol here that's an R with a circle in it. Pat, would you like to tell us what that is?
Recording. I am recording the session. I established the recording, and you can do that quite quickly with an Alt-R. You're presented with a dialog box, and then you just type in a file name and you can record the entire session as it continues.
Okay, we're going to record. Okay, now, does anyone have any more questions before we begin? Howard Lorry, welcome. Howard, you've missed the introductions. If you have a microphone, hit your control key and then speak and let us know where you are. Howard must not have a microphone. Howard, use the text chat window above our names and you can type in there and hit enter and let us know where you're from. Okay, while everybody is working and practicing all of their new controls, it's time for us to get started. And I'm going to turn on synchronized browsing so you can take a trip with me. I think we also have some people who've never been to the Library of Congress. So I need to give you a little bit of background information. Here we are, and this is where we're going to start our journey. What I'm going to do is take you into American memory. And what I'm going to do now is take you to, this is the American Memory homepage. And on the left-hand side, down at the bottom, I'm going to More Browse Options. And when we're at the More Browse Options, you'll see that you can slice and dice this any way that you want. And on the right-hand side of the screen, I'm scrolling down to where it says Browse these collections containing maps, manuscripts, motion pictures, sheet music, photos, print, sound recordings, books, and other printed text. And I'm going to click on motion pictures. The Library of Congress has been digitizing its rare and unique collections in all of these media formats. And today, with the holidays approaching, everyone is in the movie industry is putting out their blockbusters for the holiday season. We thought it might be interesting to step back in time and to take you to the genesis of this whole genre with a few short and amusing and interesting films. So we thought we'd do that. And to do that, I'm going to take you to the homepage of Thomas Edison. It's called Inventing Entertainment. Thomas Edison, one of our great inventors, can claim many inventions to his credit. And I'm scrolling down the page, and on the left-hand side, where it says search by keyword, right below that is a link to motion pictures. So I'm going to go straight to the motion picture section of Thomas Edison's collection. And everyone should be with me. I'm scrolling down the page here. And any one of our collections, you can search, and then there's a scope note to give you a bit about the collection, and then some links that you can follow that give you more information. Well, we have to do one more thing before we actually start to look at Edison's motion pictures. We have to test the ability of everyone's browsers to see the motion pictures that we want to show you. And to do that, I am going to copy and paste a URL into your browser. Let's see. Store, okay. I want to see if you can okay, you have now come to one film in the Thomas Edison collection. This is actually the very earliest film that the library holds. It's 1 megabyte in size, and it's available here in both MPEG and QuickTime formats. What I would like for you to do is to choose one of these and click on it and test your browser and see if you can play this. If you've got a PC, Windows Media Player will play either one of these. So please give this a try before we go any further. And if you have any problems, please let us know. Great, Sherry. Does anyone have any trouble looking at a movie? I'm not going to move forward until I make sure that everyone is fine. Joyce, you have to add your own sound effects. Gail, there is no sound. And that's actually one of the beauties of this material. I like to tell people that this gives you the opportunity to have your students add their own dialogue. and their own stage direction.
Awesome. This is great.
Joyce has given us the sound effects. Okay, it sounds like everybody's having fun. Now I'd like to take you all on a tour. This I wanted you to use this because it's 1 meg and it's very easy to download. And I'm going to use the little green arrows, the green circular arrows in the green circles up at the top of the web page. So I'm clicking back to get to the home page of Thomas Edison's movies. First of all, I'm going to take you down. You saw that sneeze. I'm going to take you down to a link at the bottom called History of Edison Motion Pictures. And then when you get to this, it's divided into many sections. I'm going to the second one. I think it's Early Edison Motion Picture Production. This is the Black Mariah. This is where Edison's it's his first motion picture studio. And the link right in here is known as Fred Ott's Sneeze. It's in a paragraph, I guess, right below the image. So I'm going to click on that. Now, that movie that you saw 1 minute ago, this is it in its individual images. So you can see here all of the different picture frames that were used to put together that one movie. And when Thomas Edison brought these movies to the Library of Congress for copyright, this is exactly how he gave them to us as paper prints. So these were images on contact paper. So this was how his copyright was established for this new genre. But I thought you'd like to see that. What I'm going to do now is take you back. I'm going to take you back to the homepage for the movies. And then I'm going to take you to selected motion picture list by genre. It's at the bottom right. Now, this is where the fun begins. Thomas Edison, when he first started movies, made actualities. He went out and filmed life as it was actually happening. And you can see all the different kinds of actualities that he filmed. Then people got more interested in stories. And so he moved from doing actualities to dramas, documentaries, humorous, or trick movies. And I'm going to take you to the humorous section. And I am going to play, or let you play one, and then I'm going to turn you loose and let you try your own. So I'm scrolling down to one that we like, which is What Happened on 23rd Street, New York City. Now, when this one comes in, you'll see that there are three kinds of formats. Real media. Real media is a streaming media. It's going to not require as much bandwidth. MPEG, 11 megabytes. This is high quality. And then QuickTime. So I don't dare choose for you. You have to choose for yourself. So why don't you play this for yourself right now?
I had some people that have come in. We have Donna and Lev. I can't remember if Lev told me where he was from. Howard from Boston. Rose from Texas. If Lev and Donna want to let us know where they're from, that'd be great. We're just curious. We have somebody from West London in the UK, so we like to know where people are joining us from.
This is Donna. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I'm a library consultant, and I'm just learning about iVocalize.
Welcome, Donna.
This is Gail. I'm in the Elk Grove area, which is the south part of Sacramento in California.
Welcome, Gail. So, tell me, how do you all like this movie?
This is fantastic.
Welcome, George. Glad you could stop by. George, if you've got a microphone, press the control key and tell everybody where you're from. George, if you don't have a microphone, go ahead and do a text. Let us know where you're from. I can't. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Being Edison Films, these don't have audio, correct? Correct. Edison experimented first with just moving pictures. It was a bit later that sound actually came in. And if you'd like to know the history of paper print films, there is a great discussion of paper print on the homepage. Visualize a tuna fish can with a lid, and then visualize one long tape of paper, made of paper, about an inch and a half wide, and, oh, I would guess 20 feet long, something like that, all rolled up inside a tuna fish can. And that's what these films looked like when they were given to the library for copyright. The story is that to digitize these, we had to take photographs of each one of these images, turn them into a video, and then digitize the video. Oh, Teresa, there are more. This is only one. Now, if everybody's had an opportunity to look at this one, I'm going to click and take you back. Now, these are all humorous films by genre that that Edison made. You may want to try one. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to click on one and try it. And if you find a good one, let the rest of us know.
This is just to let you all know that we will have a copy of all of the websites that we've visited today on the Opal website. And I imagine the recording will also be there. So you don't necessarily have to bookmark these pages. And also, some of the pages don't have permanent links, and it might be a temporary link, and so if you bookmark it, it may not be correct. So if you don't know where the Opal homepage is, we'll let you know on the text.
Also, Mary and I will give you our email addresses, and if you'd either like our list of bookmarks or if you would like to ask us a question, you may do so. We'd be very happy to answer it. So, has anyone found a good movie they want to tell us about?
I'm still into Aunt Sally's Bustle.
Tom has added the Opal website in the text. You can also save this text at the end of the session, so you'll have whatever is printed in the text also.
Okay, I'm going to take you someplace else. Enough of this. I'm going to back out of Edison by genre, and I'm going to go up to the top, and I am going to, let's see, just back up again, and one more time, I am back to the list of all of the movies, the collections of movies. I'm going to take you to another time frame, vaudeville. This is 1870 to 1920. So I'm going to Variety Stage. And this is a multi-format collection. It's got movies and sound recordings. And up at the top left, you see, yes, we do have Houdini. But I'm going to the top right link that says Motion Pictures. And even this image will give you a sense of what this is like. So what we're going to do here is go to the Variety Stage Motion Pictures. And in the Variety Stage list underneath the image, you can see Browse the Title List for Motion Pictures. And I'm going to that Browse Title List. And again, I'm going to let you all choose one of these, but first I'm going to take you to one of our favorites. And it's Princess Raja Performs an Oriental Our Belly Dance. So I'm going to scroll down so I can find Princess Raja. And where are you, Princess Raja? Under burlesque, up at the top. Princess Raja Dance. Okay. Princess Raja, as you can see here from these three images up at the top, starts out. And then lo and behold, she gets a chair in her teeth. Well, you know, we're going to let you all find out just what that's all about. So you can click on either the MPEG or QuickTime format and see for yourself.
I've noticed several people wanting to ask questions, so go ahead.
Pat's asking a question. Oh, she's asking it of Tom. That would be good. And I'd like an answer, too, because we found that when we click on a movie here, it does open on everybody's screen. But because of bandwidth concerns, an MPEG file may only take a few minutes for me to play it. But on someone who's coming through on a 56K modem, it takes them a lot longer. So that's why we did not want to be the one to initiate the movie. So Tom, perhaps you could give us some information about this software.
Yeah, I think it would work if you clicked on it and if you have synchronized browsing turned on like you do. But that's a good concern you have with these large files that then everybody can decide whether or not they want to click on anything and not chew up all their own bandwidth.
Tell you what, when we get to one I consider short, I will let everyone know ahead of time that I'm going to do it so they can test it with us. There is a 4 meg one that I will try for everybody. So, how do you like this one? Remember to press the control key if you'd like to speak.
It's great.
It's really amazing, and it's so nice to know that something like this is even available to us. I didn't have any idea that these were archived in the Library of Congress.
Just such a window into the past.
Joyce, go ahead. Just press the control key.
I'm just so worried about her teeth. We can't show this to our kids. They'll try it at home.
There's a cute one. Let me back up. Now it's time for you to try one for yourself. I'm backing up. The Dog Factory is cute. I can't think of one that's really not cute. So take a moment and choose one and see for yourselves, but don't hold the joke to yourself. Let us know what you see. Yes, George.
I just want to make sure that I understand how this is going to be used in the future. Would we be able to book somebody like you, Judy, to come in and share with us primary sources around a certain theme for curriculum?
Joyce, that's our goal. We have been testing this now for about 3 months, I think. Each time we've done it with a different topic just to see what kinds of topics are popular and how the software works with the multimedia formats we've got, with the goal of being able to do workshops and presentations with this medium. Yes, you would contact me.
If we have Internet 2 and like 2 or 3-way telecommunications capabilities, would we have, could we run this with our video as well?
Well, we're not on Internet 2, so I don't know how that would work.
Thanks, okay.
Carolyn, you have the floor if you'd like. Just press your control key. Donna has a question about URLs. Right now, I am not typing in URLs because I am clicking my way through the site just so you can see the navigation and get back here yourself. We do have a page, a document, where we have all of the URLs listed in case we forget something. And if you'd like, we can, I'll put up a couple of those URLs right now in the text area. But then you can email us and we'd be happy to send this to you. Okay, great. I know we could spend a whole hour just on this page, but we need to move on. So I'm going to take you to the origins of animation. So I'm just backing out and I'm at the page again. And I'm going up to animated film. This is the Origin of Animated Film collection here at the Library of Congress. And again, it's got a scope note, notes on the origins of animation, and I'm going to take you into that special presentation. And guess what you see? You see an image of one of the early animated films. And this one is called The Enchanted Drawing. So I'm going to click and take you here. And it's in Real Media, MPEG, or QuickTime. So why don't you click on it for yourselves and tell me what you see. What's interesting about these early animated films is that people were trying to use this form of film not only for pleasure but also for instruction. So if you look at the playlist, the title list of these films, you'll find out that they were for a number of different topics. You'll find the very first dinosaurs were portrayed here. You'll find monkeys, so animation with animals as well as people. How are you all doing? Is this coming coming down for you okay?
I have a good connection.
So what do you think of this particular one?
I like it, Judy. It's very nice.
Okay. Mary's reminding me that it's already 2:35. And QuickTime doesn't seem to work. Great in real audio. Good to know. I'm going to back up. I invite you all to try these. This is a very easy page to get to. And you can see the ones here. But you can also go up to an alphabetical title list or a subject list that will give you a sense of the scope of the stuff here. But I'm going to back out because we need to sort of move up in time. Film was used in a number of different ways, as you can see. I'm going to take you to America at Work, America at Leisure, for another set of interesting films that would be nice for this time of year. Let's see. Work and Leisure at the bottom is where we're going. And here we are again. Let's see. If we go to the special presentation, America at Work, America at Leisure, the school teachers among you will start to see that, yes, look at that in the middle. You can see that kids actually did exercise in school. The work films are interesting because you see people sitting at what looks like sewing machines in a factory-like area, and you really get a sense of what it was like in industrial America. But I really, really want to take you to the leisure section, America at Leisure, especially since it's the holiday season. Now, if you scroll down this page, you'll see that we have films of amusement parks, automobile racing, ballooning, baseball, basketball, boxing, boat racing, canoeing, county fairs, egg rolling, oh yes, egg rolling, expositions, I'm going to scroll down some more, fishing, football, hockey, horse racing, ice skating, movie theaters, parades, resort holidays, roller skating, sleighing, swimming, touring national parks, Wild West shows. Oh yes, Annie Oakley was filmed by Thomas Edison, and wrestling. So take your pick and enjoy, and let us know what you see. Okay, your eyes are probably glued to your movies, but please tell us what you're seeing. I'm really curious.
We're laughing, Lev, with yours about the girls playing basketball in these incredibly huge dresses. It is amazing to look at some of these and see how different things are compared to now. I was watching one the other day with the ice skating in Central Park, and they go any which way they want to go. And you know, when we go ice skating and roller skating nowadays, you go in a circle, everybody goes the same way. Well, when this little film was made, they all went every which direction. So I couldn't imagine. I'd be scared to death as a new skater.
Well, Teresa's talking about being interested in oral history and anthropology. Teresa, we have not even talked about the oral history collections that we have online. We have ethnographic studies using motion pictures and sound recordings. Please do send me an email so I can let you know about those as well. Okay, it's time for us to move right along, and I'm going to back out of this because it's time for us to move another century up and see what's happened with film. I'm going up to the very top to Coca-Cola advertising. we have skipped over 150 years to the Coca-Cola advertisements, speaking of anthropology. So what we've got here is a collection of Coca-Cola advertisements. And if you have ever been to Atlanta, you must go to the Coca-Cola Museum there. It is a great visual display of American culture that is unparalleled for this particular time frame. All of the fashions, cars, you name it, it's all there. My favorite is the Hilltop commercial, and this sort of gives you a sense of my age. This was hippie time, and as you can see here, it's Hilltop with the Hilltop outtakes all through down here. And if you go to the Hilltop one, this is done with real media. And if you any of you remember the song that starts, "I'd like to teach the world to sing," this is it. So why don't you give this a try? Just click on the blue Real G2 icon. So is this a trip down memory lane for some of you? All right, some of you aren't fessing up. Sherry, yeah, and Gail, yes, I did learn in some of my visits around the country that streaming media is blocked by some school districts. So this is one you'd have to play away from school, unfortunately. Or Sherry, you may want to go to the Real Media website and see if you have the latest Real Media player. All right, no one else is fessing up, huh? You're going to let me sort of hang out there with my age showing with this film. I'm going to back out. And what I'm going to do now is get you back to this homepage, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mary. Mary is also going to show you some of the streaming media files that we here at the library have been compiling with these materials for you, our audience. Mary?
Hello, everyone. I'm a digital reference librarian, and the librarians that are on the digital reference team have done lots of different things to provide services and programs digitally and on our website. So here on, and you're going to be able to follow me since I have synchronized browsing on. I think Judy had a question. Okay, we're set. This is the Library of Congress's main page. And if you go down to where under especially for, below the blue fold as we call it, it says especially for researchers, and click on researchers. So I'm sorry, you don't have to. This software is pretty amazing. And then under the another fold under the TAN, I'm going to click under virtual programs and services. And these are some of the programs and services that we provide. The first one is webcast and online discussions on different topics. This is relatively new, so there's not a lot here at this point, but we do have these are staff members at the Library of Congress, like curators and people that are specialists in these different areas. We have someone that's talking about the Library of Congress and the history. Gerald Gerault is talking about Jefferson's letter to Meriwether Lewis. This past year, we celebrated the Lewis and Clark centennial. And then we have Sheridan Harvey is with our main reading room, and she did some webcast on